Hello, today on duty are the groups from our Latin CLI. We will pass the right of speech to Latin number 7.
Hola amigos, qué gran oportunidad es.
Hello friends, what a grand opportunity this is. This moment where we're all united under the same desire, the same guidance, the same intention. We want to feel all the hearts, all the tents, the whole world CLI, Chile, Brazil, Israel, Europe, Asia, the whole world. We want to feel this guidance the Creator is giving us every moment, to be able to feel this beating heart, so that we could bestow. We want to be a channel for bestowal from the Creator to the whole of humanity, which needs it so much, so much. Friends, we come with the purest intention and desire to give this world to the whole light. So a huge hug to the whole CLI. And now we will hear from our friends in Brazil.
Queridos amigos de todo o CLI mundial, é uma imensa alegria estar aqui.
Claudio, dear friends, the entire world CLI, what a huge joy it is to be here today, to be a part of this preparation for the morning lesson. The moment where we can connect all of our desires, our entire intention, that in this lesson, in each and every moment, we will be able to be more and more united with the friends, with the anticipation that each time we will be more united and each moment receive correctly the desire that will be revealed, to be in faith about reason, that now, in this morning lesson that is beginning, we will be more united, asking for the friends that the reforming light will come and correct us. We want to be grateful to the Creator for uniting us, and that each moment we want Him to be revealed so that we will be able to be more and more connected to the goal. Thank you, friends.
And our excerpt is from Shamati 19. Bala Sulam, what is the Creator hates the bodies in the work. One must not be angry when he has work to do with the will to receive, which obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to the person, obstructing him in the work of observing the Torah and commandments. However, One should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. And one must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to the Creator to draw him in the manner of adhesion called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, quote, "My sons have defeated me," end quote. Meaning, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead. Again, from Shamati 19, one must not be angry when he has work to do with the will to receive, which obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to the person, obstructing him in the work of observing the Torah and commandments. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to the Creator, to draw him near in the manner of adhesion called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive so that it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, quote, "My sons have defeated me," end quote. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead.
Pasamos a la pregunta de taller activo. ¿Qué necesitamos?
We'll move on to a question for an active workshop. What do we need to do in order to overcome the obstacles during the lesson, to overcome the will to receive and bestow to the Creator? Again, what do we need to do in order to overcome the obstacles during the lesson, overcome the will to receive and bestow to the Creator? Let's go.
That's what we need to do during the lesson, to pray for the whole of the society. Shai.
Yes, in the end, it all sums up to praying. The prayer can be, if the will to receive appears to be the obstructor, and we have a deficiency that we want to work in the form of bestowal, but we are not capable of, and we cannot give forces to one another, even in acting, in playing. Side.
Yes, the Creator receives contentment from our asking, requesting, to receive the intention to bestow atop our will to receive, to bestow to the friends. That's my sons have defeated me. Niv.
And specifically, my sons in plural, that we need to feel ourselves as being together in the 10 and with all the 10s all over the world doing this work, because we want to be a useful part in the world Kli, and also with respect to the world as one world Kli towards the whole world. And by that, we can give contentment to the Creator. That is our intention to begin with, is that we want to hold one another, and we're sure that each friend is in it specifically in order to give contentment to the Creator.
We need to be in avut towards each other, not to care for ourselves, but only for the friends, and mostly to pray and ask for them. Eitan?
Yes. We need to feel that we are operating out of a common force, out of the soul, the point in the heart of each one. It is what is activating us.
Pregunta de taller en silencio. Descubrimos en nuestra conexión.
Question for a silent workshop.
De que no dejamos de acercarnos a él.
We discover in our connection the Creator's joy from us constantly approaching Him, not stopping. Let's go into the lesson with the united heart that insists on asking the Creator for connection for humanity. Again, silent workshop. In the connection between us, we discover the joy the Creator gets by us never stopping to turn to Him, to approach him. Let's enter the lesson with a united heart that insists on asking the Creator for connection for humanity.